This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The government has reconstituted the Niti Aayog. Economist Ashok Kumar Lahiri has been appointed as the vice chairperson of the Aayog. He will replace the current vice chairman, Suman K. Berry. Along with Mr. Lahiri, the government has appointed Rajiv Gauba, Professor K. V. Raju, Professor Gobardhan Das, Dr. N. Srinivas and Professor Abhay Karandikar as full-time members of the Niti Aayog. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Niti Aayog has emerged as a vital pillar in India's policy-making architecture, fostering cooperative federalism, furthering reforms and boosting ease of living. The Prime Minister highlighted that Niti Aayog serves as a dynamic platform for innovation and long-term strategic thinking across sectors. Meanwhile, Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal has released Niti Aayog's report titled Moving Towards Effective City Government, a Framework for Million-Plus Cities in New Delhi. Niti Aayog said the report emphasizes the importance of strengthening institutional foundations alongside sectoral improvements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 133rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Campaigning for the second phase of the West Bengal Assembly election has intensified, with star campaigners of various political parties trying to woo voters through rallies, roadshows and public meetings. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi scheduled to address a number of rallies today in support of party candidates. Another senior BJP leader, Amit Shah, spoke yesterday at Jamalpur in Purva Bardhaman. Another senior BJP leader, Rajnath Singh, addressed rallies at Goghat and Arambag in Hooghly. Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee addressed a meeting at Uttaropara. Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, addressed meetings at Sairampur, Methia Bruj and Shahid Minar. Union Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal has said that the government will spend 1 lakh crore rupees for the development of cities in the next 4 years under the Urban Challenge Fund. Addressing the 56th Foundation Day celebrations of the Housing and Urban Development Corporation Limited HUDCO in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Lal informed that the state governments will spend another 1 lakh crore rupees in this direction. The minister said the Urban Challenge Fund was recently approved with a total central assistance of 1 lakh crore rupees. The 56th Foundation Day event of HUDCO was also attended by the Minister of State for Housing and Urban Affairs, Tokan Sahu. India has issued an advisory for its nationals in Mali, urging them to remain highly vigilant and exercise utmost caution following recent security developments in the West African country. The Embassy of India in Bamako has advised all Indian citizens to stay indoors and strictly follow instructions issued by local authorities. The advisory comes in the wake of reported attacks in Kati and other parts of Mali. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi left Islamabad after holding discussions with Pakistan's top leaders and sharing with them Tehran's list of demands to permanently end the war, raising uncertainty over the future of second round of peace talks with the U.S. As Araghchi left Pakistan, President Donald Trump announced that U.S. negotiators Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner would no longer be going to Islamabad for talks with Iran, contending that Washington held all the cards on the matter. India Meteorological Department has forecast heatwave conditions over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Vidarbh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Jammu and Kashmir during the next 2 days. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Rajasthan Royals by 5 wickets at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will face Kolkata Knight Riders in Lucknow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.